Most of the dairy measures Senator Gillibrand, a Democrat, is putting forth are being reintroduced after the U.S. House failed to pass the 2012 Farm Bill. On a conference call Tuesday, Gillibrand explained that her bills will provide more certainty and stability for dairy farmers.
First, we have to stabilize dairy pricing. I'm announcing today a new bipartisan bill that will force the USDA to begin the process of reforming the dairy pricing system, to require the USDA to study different methods of determining prices. Second idea is the Dairy Income Fairness Act. This legislation would give farms with 200 cows or fewer a guaranteed $6.50 margin, the cost of milk minus the cost of feed, and exempt them from the supply management requirements that trigger when large farms overproduce. The bill would also extend the current MILC program for 9 months, pegging it to inflation, while the USDA establishes a new safety net for dairy farmers.
Gillibrand is also proposing that warehouse inventories of cheeses be mandatory, and she wants to require more transparency in dairy cooperative block voting.
Each of these measures, in my view, lay the foundation for my plan to achieve comprehensive reform of dairy pricing so that we can minimize volatility in dairy pricing and help protect and strengthen the cornerstone of New York's rural communities and rural economies.
There have been some concerns that her proposal to adjust margin payments for smaller farms would create a barrier to growth using an arbitrary cap of 200 cows. Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperative's senior dairy policy advisor, Bob Gray, believes the senator's efforts would not impact growth.
She's concerned about the cost of the insurance for smaller farms, even though it's been reduced. The problem, though, is, and she's well aware of this, is that the cost of doing that, I think, is $3 billion over 10 years. So it's above the CBO baseline. You know, they'd have to find money other place to fill that in order to cover the cost of that, because the CBO baseline is less for dairy than it was last year.
Clinton County Treasurer Joe Giroux owns an 80-cow dairy farm. He says the current version of the farm bill is archaic and needs updates.
We're trying to get a price stabilizer. It's hard to tell from month to month. Feed prices, I mean, when we had a drought last year, the price of feed that we fed our cows went way sky high. I mean, we have to buy a certain percentage of our ration, which is soybeans and minerals and so forth, which is about 30% of our milk check. And when that goes up 20-30% or 50%, that changes, and that's what she's talking about, doing a formula that would trigger certain prices once we had certain costs involved.
Dairy is New York State's leading agricultural sector. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.